There's some incredible music out there that, and it's you can find it actually way more than I could have found it when I was your age because now there are actually CD sets of a lot of these old recordings. There's a fantastic collection on Folkways called the Anthology of American Folk Music that's been in print since the early 50s, but it's basically a collection of old 78 recordings made in the 20s. And see, when records started happening, 78 records, the record companies, they'd be recording opera and what's sophisticated music, but they also realized there was a market for this, what they called hillbilly music, country music, folk music, which in the 20s was all over the place. Every town had a different kind of music. So they would send out talent scouts out with portable recording equipment, and they would record these people. They would go to an area and say, "We want to find all the best musicians," and they'd set up in like a hotel, and they'd audition. People like the Carter family and Charlie Poole, and you probably haven't heard of these people, Clarence Ashley, and some of them had real funny names, Dr. Humphrey Bates and his horsehair pullers. And these groups would come out of the woods, and because they heard there was a guy there that was paying for recordings, and they'd audition and they'd just record them, and they'd go in there and record maybe people like Jimmie Rodgers. And they'd make these records, and some of them sold quite well, thousands of them, And that was kind of the start of it, Just went from there. But a lot of this music is available today in CD form, compilations of these recordings.